I am Leo Laporte, the tech guy. We're going to get back to your phones in just a little bit. We've been taking the opportunity while I'm off gallivanting about Asia to talk to people that we don't normally talk to on this show. You know, usually I just answer calls, but this is kind of a great opportunity to interview some folks and find out about the technology industry. I asked Brett Newman to come in. He's the president and CEO of a company called Vizimation to talk about a program many of you have, but most of you have never used, may not even know what it does, Vizio. Hi, Brett. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, Vizio wasn't created at Microsoft, right?
No, Vizio was actually created from some folks that were previously at Aldis, the makers of
PageMaker. Oh, I remember Aldis. Yeah,
right, yeah. They were taken over by Adobe in the early 90s,
I believe.
And
then killed, yes, okay.
Yeah. They started a company called Shapeware. Their main product was Vizio, and eventually they changed their name to Vizio Corporation because it was aligned with the flagship product, and there was really nothing else that they were producing.
Yeah.
So
I remember very well when it came out and loved it, and then Microsoft bought it.
Yeah, in 2000, Microsoft bought Vizio.
And it's in some offices, not all the versions of Office that you get.
It's actually not bundled in any version of Office.
It
is not. No,
it was.
You know, the Vizio product is in the Office product group, but it's not actually bundled into Office. It's a separate SKU, as they say.
Okay. So you have to buy it.
Yes, you do.
Okay. So maybe some of you don't have it and not know about it, unless it was included in your bundle that you got with your PC manufacturer. And yet it's incredibly useful. How much does Vizio cost?
There's two versions of the product. There's Vizio Standard and Vizio Professional. Standard, I believe the street price is about $300 or $250. Mm-hmm. I can't remember offhand. Professional version is about street price about $450.
Is there a student version? Because this is so cool for students. There should be.
No, there really isn't. I mean, there is educational pricing that you can get through some of the software houses, but there's no actual student version.
So a school should check.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They can get a deal.
Because, I mean, for instance, our high school here, they teach drafting. Mm-hmm. But kind of a first step before drafting is learning to use shapes like in the way that you use Vizio to do flowcharts, to do diagrams, stuff like that. It's for people who are like me, who have no artistic skills.
Well, that's exactly why Vizio was created, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, because you know what it gives you is a lot of these pre-made elements that you can put together to create a drawing without having to do too much drawing.
I have to say I love playing with it. On the Mac, there's something similar, don't feel too left out, called OmniGraffle that I also use all the time.
That's an excellent program.
When we have to do diagrams of the studio, explain how things are wired or laid out, flow charts for the company, like who's in charge of whom. Tools like this are really, really handy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we focus a lot on the technical area. And I'm glad you said that, you know, when you think Vizio, you think flow charts and things like that. That's really the traditional market for Vizio. However, there are many millions of Vizio users that are using it for technical purposes.
When you say technical, what do you mean?
I mean things like CAD-like things, but at a much lower cost than CAD. I mean, Vizio costs much less than, for example,
AutoCAD is thousands of dollars.
Right.
And you have to be a draftsman, really, or a draftsperson to use it, I think.
You do, and it takes a lot of training on AutoCAD to get adept at it. For Vizio, I mean, we have an in-depth training class, for example, that goes for a day, and you learn pretty much everything you need to know. And Vizio is excellent for products that are assembled into systems. It could be security systems for building layouts, furniture, fire and safety systems.
Yeah, I think a lot of interior designers use it to kind of, or architects would use it to see what a home's going to look like.
Architects would, but AutoCAD pretty much has that market wrapped up.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, and they have people downstairs who do all the work.
Yeah.
But if you want to, say you want to do a remodel and you want to kind of see what it's going to look like.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I used it on my house when we moved into Sonoma.
So Vizimation, your company, makes shapes?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
A shape is a little drawing object or a symbol that goes onto what Vizio calls a stencil. And if you open up Vizio, what you'll see is an area on the left, which is called the stencil area.
Right.
And Vizio, the package, comes with a whole lot of these stencils for doing various things. And those things on the stencils are called shapes. And you drag a shape to your drawing. You connect them together with lines. They stay connected. That's one of the powers of Vizio, to connect things together and remain connected. And that's how you create a drawing. So we create many thousands of them for various purposes.
Well, I think that's what happens is people look at the shapes they've got and say, oh, great, okay, fine. That's what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
and don't realize that you could. There's even free stuff you can go download online. There's templates, all kinds of interesting stencils.
Oh yeah. On our site, we have many free shapes as well as for purchase.
Really? You give some away? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We do a lot of shapes for network equipment manufacturers.
Yes. If you're laying out a network, your router here, your switches there, where the seats are, they're very handy. I've used it for that.
Well, Vizio is the de facto standard for that.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not official in any way, but it is probably the most widely used product for laying out data centers, data networks, and that sort of thing.
So people will download stencils that are not generic, but actually have a picture of their Cisco PICS or a picture of their Astaro Gateway.
I'm glad you mentioned Cisco. We just started doing shapes for Cisco. Well, we are now the official shape developer for Cisco.
That's kind of fun. How do you make those? Do you draw them?
We draw them, and I mean it's kind of an interesting story because it can be very labor intensive because it's not just drawing them. There's also behavior involved so that they snap together correctly, and there's information attached to them, so you know it's a Cisco, Catalyst 4900, for example.
Well, that's what makes a difference, say, between that and a drawing program. I mean, they're just smart objects. They scale to any size.
That's exactly right, yeah. And we can program those behaviors into the shape, so we have some automation to do that.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, but the initial step is drawing and creating as realistic an image as you can.
I could see, I'm looking here on your site, shapesource.com. A laboratory stencil set, which would be great. If you're a chemistry teacher and you want to make manuals for what the kids are supposed to do, you can write it out, but to illustrate it with the actual test tube, the actual beaker, the actual chemical symbols, and put that together makes it a lot easier for them.
Yeah, exactly. And we're doing an enhanced laboratory set right now for East Virginia Medical School for laying out in vitro labs.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah.
I guess even med students need pictures sometimes.
Yeah.
Pictures really do make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So I'm looking here. You've got stencils for manufacturing and industry. Do people plan their factories with Vizio?
They do. They lay out factory floors with Vizio, and you can generate all kinds of interesting graphics, especially with Vizio 2007 Professional. There are things they call data graphics, which will actually visualize the data associated with the shapes. So you can see see text labels that are associated with the data.
I bet a lot of teachers use Vizio.
Yes, we get a lot of downloads from teachers, especially for our free templates. Teachers don't have a lot of money to spend on this stuff.
Well, that's why it's nice that you give them away.
Yeah.
Leo Laporte, I'm the tech guy. We're talking with Brett Newman. He is a president and CEO of Vizimation. We're talking about a program called Vizio that Microsoft sells. That is, I think a lot of people know it, they may even have it, and just don't know what to do with it. And so I want to kind of let you, kind of give you an insight into this really powerful tool you've got. So I'm looking here on shapesource.com where you have free and paid stencils, right? Am I using the right term? Stencils for Vizio. You have a map for China.
We do have a map for China.
I like this. And in fact, not just China, but all the provinces. Regional groupings. You can group the country together.
Right.
Then you have the names in English, pinyin, and Chinese characters. I mean, there really is a lot of work. This isn't just a picture.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, those shapes were converted from a GIS system. GIS stands for Geographical Information System. So there's a lot of map data out there available in those formats, and we converted that into Vizio through some automation.
So you actually have a back end that can process this stuff and automate it. How many stencils do you have in your catalog? Do you know?
I don't know. It's
got to be a lot.
It's many hundreds of stencils and many thousands of shapes. I mean, just the manufacturing set alone has about 3,000 shapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And companies will come to you and say, we want stencils with our brand, with the actual image of the product, that kind of thing.
That's right. They send us photographs. We draw from the photographs to exact precise dimensions, I might say.
And why is that important?
Well, because when you're snapping devices into racks,
they
have to fit. You have to know that all the devices are going to fit into a rack.
That's a really good point. Or if it's 1U or 2U, how deep it is.
Exactly.
This is for planning. We're about to do this. We're about to redesign my whole studio here, put new equipment in, rack it all. This would be so cool. And I bet you we're getting the hardware from Telos. They make a system called Axia, which is a very high-end networked control, audio system, audio mixer, because it doesn't use regular mic wires. It uses Ethernet cable all over. And that's the kind of thing that you would need Vizio to kind of even contemplate doing this. I mean, because you have to plan it ahead of time. And instead of just making sketches, you really want to make sure everything's sized right and everything. I can see now why you
not only
that.
Sized right, but you can also connect the wires to the ports on the devices.
Just go to yes. Right. So they snap in?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
This is. I'm going to need this. We're going to have to do
it. We even have a template that calculates the lengths of the wires. So if you're laying out a data center and you want to run a cable from, you know, point A to point B.
Oh, you need that. Absolutely.
It'll tell you how long the cable is and how much it costs.
Well, I'm going to have to send Telos over to Visimation and have them make up some Axia templates.
Thank you. I'd be happy to speak to them.
That'd be great. Is it an expensive thing to do to get a custom template like that?
No. I mean, it varies from manufacturer to manufacturer. It depends on the complexity of the images that we have to draw.
Sure.
We're doing thousands of shapes right now for Leviton data products, which, you know, ranges from little wall plates to switches to patch panels.
Right. What's the weirdest template you've made? You got zoo animals? What do you have?
No, we don't have zoo animals.
They snap together,
too. Gosh, the weirdest. Man, I don't know.
I see photography. That's cool.
That's right. There's laying out photographic studios.
Oh, this is really neat. So where your lights would go, where your...
Yeah.
Oh.
We have stencils for recycling, for alternative energy planning, for smart grid planning.
And some of them are free, as you say, and most of them are fairly inexpensive. The photographic studio stencil set's $29.
Right, right.
So if you have Vizio, and I think many of you ought to have it, if you check, you'll find it on your hard drive. If you don't, you should get Vizio, because I use it all more. It's even good for things like brainstorming, for thinking about
there
stuff.
Is a brainstorming template in Vizio.
Is there? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, especially if you're working for a large company and they have an enterprise licensing agreement with Microsoft, a lot of times Vizio will be on your system or will be available from your IT department and you don't even know
it. Yeah,
yeah.
People in all different areas use this. I think students should know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at just all the stuff you have here.
Yeah.
Vizio templates for business, sales, manufacturing, legal. How would a legal...
Well, there's some templates for crime scenes, for example.
Cool. Yeah. That's great.
There's also, you could generate diagrams of timelines. So if you have, for example, let's say you're doing, you have
appeal,
a case.
I see appeal process timeline. Well, so you can know how it's going to go through the courts.
How you know it go through the courts, but also you can create charts that actually build your case. So for example, you're interviewing several participants in an investigation and they all have different stories about what happened when. You can create timelines, stack them on top of one another and see where they're agreeing or disagreeing.
Cool. Yeah. Only $5 for that one.
Yeah.
You should charge lawyers more, I think. Brett Newman is the CEO and president of Visimation. Their Vizio templates are online at Shapesource, shapesource.com. Mm-hmm. And Microsoft's Vizio is available. I'm sorry I was sure it was in the Office system. Maybe it used to be, but they didn't do it.
No, just in the Office product group.
Yeah, yeah. Microsoft.com. Probably go to Office and you'd see more about Vizio Professional. Yeah. Brett, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Leo.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. We go back to the phone calls right after this.